Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tom, I appreciate that. Rush out here. Somewhere Greg is pissed. Greg Hill back Monday morning with Mike Vrabel, 6:30, although Vrabel pointed out he's a little nonplussed with that time. Walked back an answer that he gave to you guys on the Greg Hill interview this past Monday, Curtis.
But what if, I love Vrabel. I look forward to Mondays. He's nothing but professional and kind. But like, if you're on that team, like, talk about giving yourself an excuse that you would never afford a player. The time of the interview?
Yeah. Well,
like, he looks like he's been up for a bit. He's always ready to go.
Right.
He's at Gillette.
Up and at him.
Anyway.
Early bird gets the worm. Why, by the way, all the wealth of riches of Boston sports going on, is this guy taking a shot at my Disney going? You know, just out of nowhere.
I don't get the text over here.
860. My conference at Disney was awesome. Yesterday I went to the park by myself and it was great. I think that's sarcasm. I think that's a shot at my day at Epcot by myself.
I don't want to put you in with the Disney adults. You were there
you
by
do constantly. That's become my reputation. I went once, one day by myself to Epcot. It was a disaster.
You can't spell sensitive without Ken. And I
sensitive. Who takes more and reacts better than I do?
Great job.
It is a
you certainly are modest.
It is a daily bludgeoning on the morning show.
Do I
come in angry sometimes? Not
yes,
often.
Yes, you do. When I said you stayed at a nice hotel, God, you better think you
had
a small wee-wee.
Hypocrisy. I will call out your hypocrisy.
Thank you. Do I write emails to Mike Thomas saying I need to be coddled more?
I don't know.
Anyway. We'll get, God.
Possibly.
The only time I saw you. Anyway, we're not going down that road. Disney, like my experience at Disneyland in June, July was eye opening.
Yeah.
I had never been, or I hadn't been since I was a kid. And to see grown men and women waiting in line to get an autograph from Mickey Mouse going in front of kids was disturbing, to say the least.
Well, the money they spent to get there.
It's just obscene. I mean, my God. Anyway, but I digress.
Yes. Now, you wanted to take this call.
Yeah, I talked about so obviously 9/11 was Thursday of this week.
Yep.
And Wiggy on the field. I mean, the magnitude of the first game played in the following the terrorist attacks of 9/11, it was at Foxborough Stadium. I remember it vividly. My dad and I went, as we went to all the home games back then, and they were 0-1 playing the Jets. Herm Edwards was the coach of the Jets, and both sides had the American flags and had the Patriots and Jets were all wearing hats of first responders of all the men and women that perished trying to save others in the towers. And Joe Andruzzi's brothers were firefighters in New York, and they came out with the American flags. It was this great scene.
Yep.
And I had remembered something, and there's no footage of this. I have looked on YouTube. I think I've talked to you about it in years past. That was it Rook who was, I think it was still Rook, the PA announcer at Foxborough Stadium. Right before the anthem or right before the game was ready, said, per orders of the President of the United States, we are returning the flag to full mast. And it was this unbelievable moment where it was like finally, because there had been moments of silence and clear remembrance of all the horrific loss that was suffered on that day. And then it was sort of like you could breathe and watch football. and talked about that on the show.
You should get John Rook on to verify. Has anybody else verified that?
I haven't.
Maybe David and Wellesley, our caller, does. Yeah. Perhaps that's what he wants to talk about. Hi, David.
Hi. I want to talk about, I enjoy listening to you guys every weekend, and I remember back in 2021, it was a morning just like this, and you guys were reminiscing about your experiences on 911, and I watched a lot of memorial stuff that weekend, but the thing that really stood out for me was Curtis telling the story about being at the River School, and he said they went down into the basement, and he said something along the lines that one of the English teachers there, Julia Chase, he said the sound she made when the second tower went down was something that he would never forget, and that just sort of really stuck with me through all these years, and just sort of, I mean, my son was a eighth grader, and I don't know, it just, I thought it was a very moving story, to tell you the truth, and I've always wanted to have a chance to tell him. So.
Oh, David, well, thank you. Yeah, that was, I mean, the day was surreal for everyone, and I remember just, it was I think it's now the Kraft building, but at the time it was the Berwyn building, and you go downstairs, and they just set up this TV in the hallway, just people were just, I mean, it was unprecedented. Everything about the day was unprecedented. We had an all-school meeting where they said that, you know, they're monitoring what's going on, but don't use your cell phone. That was something that they told us, that they just didn't want to occupy cell phone towers with inane calls. And we were seated, and the tower's coming down, and I have to say, I'm 17. I don't know what I was thinking. I can't say I had a firm grasp of it, but this screech that Miss Chase, my English teacher, made, and she just left the room. It was just like, you know, on an airplane, they always say, look to the flight attendants to see if the turbulence is anything to worry about.
Yeah.
In that case, I watched it, and it was the moment everything changed, because she knew the amount of people that were just, I mean, that died instantaneously. Yeah. Boom, your life is over. And I always think back to the days that followed that. I remember we played a football game, and one of the kids on the team that we were playing, his dad had died on 9/11. And there was this big moment. And there was a huge, obviously, New York and D.C. and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But the planes originated from Boston.
Yeah.
And so there was a huge amount of people that perished.
And Maine before that, right? Were they trained in Maine? Or
so the Muhammad Atta, the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, they stayed in Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
They've since, I highly recommend, if you ever want to, I mean, you can go down rabbit holes with this, but the gentleman that checked him in, and maybe, I don't know if he was a security gentleman, I don't know, but there is a guy in Portland, Maine that talks about seeing what ended up being the man that ruined the lives of so many thousands of Americans. But yeah, they flew in from Portland, but there were some terrorists that stayed, it's no longer, it's like an apartment complex, but right off Route 9 by Milton's, that area. Anyway, but it was just that being a senior in high school, and I remember that night I was driving, and I just was at a stop sign in Needham, and this person to my right, she's just stopped, just hysterically crying.
Yeah. No, it's an EEI memory for me. I was listening to Dennis and Callahan driving to work in Burlington. So, and John and Jerry were obviously all over it, as everybody was, but it changed everything. No doubt about that. Now, that was 24 years ago?
24 years ago.
That is unbelievable when you think about that.
But then you think about also just what that, like, the furthest thing from my mind the night of that Patriots-Jets game was anything obviously football related. Mo Lewis had knocked out Drew Bledsoe in that game, and people were concerned. You know, that's where the Felger, can you have a collapsed lung and have it not collapse? And, you know, Tom Brady goes onto the field that day. We're watching, you know, his debut, I believe, or whatever, one of his first performances at Foxborough Stadium. And you go to 0-2, and then their next game, so they lost to the Bengals in week one. They lost to the Jets in week two. Week three, Peyton Manning's coming to town against Tom Brady, which is, you know, talk about a mismatch. And the Patriots blew their doors. It was all special teams and everything else. But it really took a while for you to really feel like you were watching anything, because sports was so background. I mean, they're beginning the, we're sending special forces into Afghanistan. You know, there's just, the world is on fire, you know, and the other, you know, it's just not nearly as important as it had once been. And then I really think the game that the Chargers game was the biggest one that year, and that really was the catalyst to get things going with Brady and the Pats. That was, Wiggy had a big touchdown catch. They were down double digits. Brady brings them back, and then they won in overtime. And that game, in advance, had almost as many Flutie fans as it did Patriots fans.
Also, full circle, if Sam Kennedy was on your show talking this week, but you know, he wasn't with the organization yet. The ownership change happened in the offseason, right, after 01?
Right.
But Pedro, who was here in the building last night, was still very much Pedro. I had gone to New York to old Yankee Stadium to see him pitch the week before 9/11.
Wow.
And watched him there, and you know, Pedro's start, every start was unbelievable. Now, I have called Baby Pedro, you know, try to put that nickname on Bayo, who goes today.
It's so
against
offensive.
Max Fried.
It's the most offensive thing you've ever seen.
It's not, because Pedro has said he's got better stuff than I do.
That's because Pedro's magnanimous.
No, he believes it.
Ken Laird, give me
a... And Baby Pedro, two starts against Fried. Pedro.
You think that Pedro believes that Brian Bayo has better stuff than he did?
He hasn't harnessed it yet, but yes, Ken, I'm going to take him at his word.
Ken.
You're not going to call Pedro Martinez a liar.
I'm going to say he's being deferential and kind.
Do you believe in Baby Pedro today? Or Brian Bayo, whatever you want to call him?
No.
Do the Sox win today?
When did it happen where Twitter gets the full video, like the full three-hour games? Like, it was awesome. The other night, somebody tweeted out the 1-0 or 2-1 Red Sox win, 17-strikeout game, The only hit being the Chili Davis home run.
Yeah.
That game, I mean, those nights were just... You honestly heard fans inside Yankee Stadium applauding Pedro because he was that good. There will never be anybody better than he was in those starts. Yep. Just the greatest. And the way he was a showman and like...
Yep.
Think about Pedro.
He said last night he would have hit a guy on the Yankees today if he was pitching.
Just awesome. Then he goes in, you know, when he walked in and asked Millar who he wanted to plunk because Clemens had just hit Millar. And then the way Trot Nixon owned Roger Clemens, God, that team was awesome.
Now what if Bayo plunks a guy tonight deference to him, in honor of him?
We should have Don Zimmer attack him.
Or write a judge.
What do you think Don Zimmer was thinking?
I think he had taken a...
Speaking of the walk down memory lane, I remember that so vividly because I went down in that half inning and I just vividly remember this guy from security running to the beer thing. He goes, "No more beer! We're done selling beer!" It was like the third inning of the game. The park was ready to erupt in like this mass brawl. All because of that. That was wild. And the pitch was nowhere near Manny's head.
No. Now, on the way, we like to do tomorrow's headlines today.
Yes.
So this will be Monday's headline today of what happens if the Patriots lose to the Dolphins.
There's someone that's very quiet on and off the field these days that will have a massive bullseye on his back if the Patriots lose on Sunday.
All right. Curtis tells you who that is after we get a trending from Tom Crisafulla.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday's headlines today in a second, but Curtis has a tweet, a Dolphins-related tweet from a reporter that is of some interest, I believe.
Yeah. What does she call it? Diana Russini. It's the buzz something. Scoop City. That's what it is.
Nope.
Resident Diana Russini, the mayor and the only resident there. But she's noting that Tyreek Hill has not been part of trade talks yet, but that the Dolphins expect to be getting many calls regarding the receiver. I really think there's one potential landing spot, and it's back in
New England?
Kansas City.
Oh.
I just don't think of anybody else being willing to take on the baggage that it really is. I heard Bert Breer talk about this week. Like, it is amazing how many things one guy can be credibly accused of and just fly under the radar. I mean, was it that there was an incident with his child and he said they were playing around when he fractured his arm?
Will you share, sick,
twisted douche.
Well, you shared the video of him in the locker room this week, right, where he was asked about just on the field why no 30-plus catches for a year. He started laughing maniacally, uncomfortably.
And then he said, "You're trying to piss me off."
Right. So this game is a must-win for the Dolphins.
Yeah. I mean, talk about must being a real Dolphins. Man. You assault pregnant women and children, you piece of scum.
Now, this is like the Antonio Brown thing. You put the poll up. Would you sign him? If you're a Pats fan, would you want Tyreek Hill on your team? That poll will be no until someday, which they sign him, and then it would be like, yes, good job. Welcome aboard.
I honestly, Wiggy and I disagreed about this, but Antonio Brown was different. I don't know. I mean, what was he accused of? Ugh. Was he accused of assaulting women when he came here? I think it was just that
Oh, yeah. He's got plenty of, I mean, some are verified, some were, you know, not. I don't know. He's not a good guy.
I mean, obviously, he's not someone I would want anywhere near my house, but I don't know. Tyreek Hill is just such a loathsome character. But the Dolphins would be foolish not. I mean, if I'm the Dolphins, I say, yeah, send me a first-round pick. He's yours.
Unless they win tomorrow, in which case they're 1-1 and turning the season around.
One of my all-time great Ken Laird failed takes was that the Chiefs hadn't won a Super Bowl without Tyreek Hill.
Well, they could have used him last year.
Then they won back-to-back.
Could use him this year, to your point.
I think they're going to – I mean – believe me, I mean, when Tyreek goes to the Chiefs, he's a leader. He's one of the best people in that building.
Well, so give me your headline. Let's say the Dolphins have a resurgent end. And again, I didn't feel good going into last week. I do not feel good going into tomorrow. You got Waddle and Hill, who's obviously on edge, could be combustible. But these guys, without Gonzalez in your secondary?
It's kind of rude that you have Greg saved as the Waddler in your phone. if the Patriots lose tomorrow and Tyreek Hill has a dominant performance,
yeah,
the quiet Christian Gonzalez will be squarely in the sights of Pats fans as to why is this taking so long. He had that post about coming back on Instagram this week. He gets hurt in the first rep of the first padded practice of 11-on-11s on July 28th at training camp. Now we're into, what, 6 weeks since that injury? This is strange. I would be shocked if there is not a financial component to this holdout. I do not believe, I don't know, so I could clearly be wrong. I do not believe that this is an entire health-related period of time where there is the absence with Christian Gonzalez. It fits too nicely.
Well, they need him, and he's got leverage, and maybe that's...
But if you're Vrabel, how are you allowing this, right? Aren't you the big new sheriff in town? Like, I don't get it.
It feels early to be contract-related.
But who cares? Give him the money. Yeah. You got more money than God. You're $60 million under the cap right now. Whatever happened to paying to the cap?
Well, the only thing there is it just sets the standard for how you deal with young guys. You would have to say we're making an exception because he's elite, right?
Well, right. Wasn't he all-pro?
You could. I mean, yep, he was.
If you draft a guy and he's all-pro after 2 years, then you get a new deal.
But it's a new regime. You would admit that's rare to come in and say, you haven't earned it with me. We're rewarding you with...
Okay, so then you're 0-2, and now your regime never takes off the ground.
Right.
Maybe you beat the Raiders if he plays in that game. I don't know.
Well, that makes this game more important from a Vrabel standpoint, then, if that's actually going on.
It's a huge... This is... You cannot overstate the magnitude of this game for Vrabel and what he's attempting to build here.
Well, you can, because you and I don't think it's a must-win for the Patriots.
Well, what does must-win mean?
Like, must improve.
If they don't win, they are all fired?
I take it as, yes, there are firings coming. So the Dolphins, it's a must-win, because if they lose, they're going to trade Tyreek Hill, and they're going to fire the coach.
The most likely major change to this organization this season is that Josh McDaniels is out as the offensive coordinator. That is, you know, because the defensive coordinator is, I mean, what a
crazy... And that's
crazy.
Not happening. That would be the fifth in 5 years. Is that right?
I'm just saying you're not going to get rid of Drake May in year two.
Right.
You're not going to fire Mike Vrabel in year one.
Right.
You're not going to change the ownership of the team. And
you're not firing McDaniels either. This is the team for 2 years.
But if you had to pick one of those key cogs, the most likely would be Josh McDaniels. The least financially hamstringing.
Yeah, I guess I agree if we have to pick one.
I mean, they're paying Mayo for 3 years to do nothing.
Yeah.
They're not going to – I mean, Vrabel is as safe in his job as anybody, which is why Mike McDaniel, he got an extension through 2028.
Now, the Patriots' defensive coordinator being out is just unfortunate.
Weird.
It's
awful. I mean, you want the guy to be healthy, but
– Well, the fact that Josh was on yesterday on Afternoons and said thoughts and prayers to Terrell, there's obviously something somewhat serious going on. That you would say that, so you know you feel for the guy, but just it puts the team in a real pickle here. What, Zach Core is now their interim,
and you have to think it is. I mean, coordinators, assistant coaches in the NFL are lifers. Like, they don't miss practices, they don't miss games unless it's something serious. So hopefully, he is okay.
Would you play it conservative? Like this was, I think, one of Ted Johnson's points. Just instead, dial back the blitzes. Just play zone. Tua struggles with zone. Make him beat you and play it a very passive defensive game plan instead of last week, which was very risky beyond sort of expectation going in. They were one of the most aggressive defenses in the league, and they got burned on the 3rd and 20, as you point out, was one of the signature plays of the game.
Yeah, I don't fear Tua, but it's crazy. He's undefeated against the Patriots. I find to be so. Was the last win against the Dolphins was by Cam Newton, correct?
I think they won one in there when Tua didn't play. I'll have to look.
Oh, Cleo Lemon or something.
I think Cleo Lemon.
That's
yeah.
Years ago, but
we should know this. Tom, look that up.
Oh, I think you're right. That was 2022, and it was right after Christmas, right before, like in the Christmas spirit there, around December, January, the 8 and 9 year.
Yep. Now, we're broadcasting from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio on Lansdowne Street, presented by your New England Ford dealers and the New England edition of the Ford F-150, official truck of the Red Sox.
I think it was New Year's.
If the Red Sox get swept by the Yankees, what is the headline for that on Monday morning? It's not going to happen if you come to the game Sunday.
The headline is, get sharp objects away from Ken.
Yeah, I mean, not really, because I'm bracing myself for it. Tonight's a tough one, even though Bayo has defeated Fried head-to-head twice. Tomorrow you got Crochet. That would be really demoralizing.
You say that my memory is often wrong.
Yeah.
January 1st, 2023, Patriots 23, Dolphins 21.
So 2022 season, but just into the 23.
Look at that.
And who was a quarterback for?
Skylar Diggins. Let me see. it was the guy, the backup, Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay.
And Thompson.
Skylar Thompson.
Yeah.
And Mac Jones got it done. Again, Mac Jones. It all comes back to Mac Sauce.
Amen.
The guy was ruined. You know, shouldn't have been, but he was ruined.
Yep.
Let's go to John in the car on the Pats. Hi, John.
That's when Bridgewater got his bell rung, and they eked it out against Skylar Thompson.
There you go.
Nothing scares me to death like Skylar Thompson. This, Ken, was it you that said new regime for the Patriots?
Yes.
Okay. It's not, and I'll tell you why. Because Bob Kraft is still pulling all the strings. He always has some way to have somebody that's in his corner, whether it's Elliott Wolf, whether it's bringing in McDaniels, the offensive coordinator, whether Vrabel says he wants him or not, whether it's telling all these phony stories about all the money that they're spending on on-field talent when they're clearly not, and anybody in their right mind that thinks after one walk-through practice, because this team doesn't spend any dollars on any on-field talent. And if they don't spend it on Gonzalez, I don't know why anybody who is drafted here would stay here longer than 1 second more than they need to. It is as plain as the nose on everybody's face that if this team has to spend money on players that might actually accomplish a task when it comes to making the team better instead of making the coffers bigger, this team doesn't do it. And every day that goes by that it doesn't happen, it just makes Bob Kraft look like he fell ass backwards into Tom Brady. And if he didn't have him, he would have been the same as James Orthwine, as Victor Kiam, as Billy Sullivan. Pick your guy. It's the same thing morning, noon, and night. And this guy has skated way too long. He might be a nice man. I don't care about that. I want the team to play well. I want them to win. As long as he's got his hands involved where they shouldn't be, which is operations, Jerry Jones at least lets you know, I'm running the team. Kraft, every opportunity, says, I got nothing to do with these decisions. The Bruins have said for years, this is a business. We're not in this to lose money. Bob Kraft tells us every year, we're not interested in profits. We want to win. It's all delusional lies, and someone has to hold this guy to the fire.
All right, thanks for the call. Now, just to put this in proper context, though, they can't actually give him new money until this, after this season, right? I mean, I guess they can agree on that, but am I wrong? He's on his rookie deal, and it's year two, so he can't sign until after the second year,
but,
I believe.
But they could maybe guarantee money now for future years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would not be – I have no idea the exact language of the CBA and how it pertains to his contract. So we have to get – maybe Brad Poe will tell us.
Okay. Well, so Sauce Gardner signed a big deal. That's what everybody is kind of comparing to when he can get paid. He wants that kind of money, and it makes sense. But he's got to show – to me, if I'm Vrabel, I don't disagree with Vrabel. He's got to show it to me on my regime on the field – that he's an all-pro, and then we'll pay you next spring.
In hindsight, would have been a great nickname for me in my early days with DNC.
Sauce?
Sauce Curtis.
Well, Lumpy was good. Did you get upset at Lumpy, or did you...
Oh, my God. Compared to other things I was called, hell no. That was polite.
Okay. Now, Danny is back. Last week, Danny's call, it took a while to get into the nuts and bolts of it.
Yeah, he was talking about dew points.
Okay. Because I didn't know he was so weather...
If you're a boater, you have to know the weather.
Okay, but Danny is back, and I think he's talking Pats early this week. Hi, Danny.
I was studying to be a meteorologist in college, and then Jamaica Kyle hijacked me down to Jamaica, and we bought a piece of land down there. So,
nice.
But I that was my aspiration, become a meteorologist, Ken. So but now you're right, Curtis. I need it for my profession. You have to, in order to pass that test, you have to be proficient in weather. So. Anyway, and today's a beautiful day, but the water temperatures are going down, so it's tough to swim. But, you know, I remember that 9/11 year, the 2 days in a row were beautiful days. I went swimming. I took my boat down to Old Silver Beach. You guys were there, I think, for a road show, right? Seacrest
yes.
Hotel?
Yeah, we were at the right? Seacrest. Beautiful.
They used to allow you to bring your boat there and anchor right off the beach, but now they don't do it anymore. Their ropes are up. But anyway, and then the next day was a beautiful day. I was going to do the same thing, and I was listening to DNC, and I had the TV on in the background, and I was just about to go to the boat, and lo and behold, I thought a Cessna crashed into the building. But then it was, you know, we all know what happened after that. So my parents in their late 80s, they were on some Newport, Rhode Island mansion weekend, and I couldn't get in touch with them. I was scared to death that we were getting invaded, and I'm like trying to call my parents. They were nowhere to be found, you know. Anyway, it just brings it back. And don't forget, that's when the Patriots came out as a team in the Super Bowl.
That's what Wiggy said.
First changed that one forever, which really
one of the great moments. And it was so perfect too, because I sitting on the couch of Steve Valair in Norwood, we're all together watching the game, and the Rams, the greatest show on turf, you know, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, everybody being announced, and then Pat Summerall, who, by the way, his daughter is the chief of staff of Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
First ever female chief of staff is the daughter of Pat Summerall. She speaks at length about getting her dad to stop drinking, very interesting stuff. But Pat Summerall, with that classic Southern drawl, says, choosing to be introduced as a team, it was just awesome. God, was that awesome. Unbelievable. A core memory of the Boston sports fan experience.
They broke the mold, but that is really the epitome of the NFL. It's, you know, the ultimate team sport. So
it was
amazing. But, you know, and going back to and that was probably the only year I was kind of pulling for the Yankees in the World Series, although when they lost, I wasn't unhappy when they eventually lost. They lost that year. So
yeah, Diamondback.
Right. Gonzalez, one of the biggest roid freaks of all. Was it Luis Gonzalez?
Luis Gonzalez, can't prove that.
Holy cow. Anyway.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
go ahead, Danny. How about this year's Pats team, Danny? What are you seeing here?
Well, it's the same old. I mean, they look exactly the same, right down to Drake May's number on the jersey. Why would he pick number 10 to wear after what we went through with Mac Jones? If he plays badly, You're going to think he's Mac Jones because he's got the helmet and the jersey on. I'm going to give the guy some time. The kid is he's still a rookie. You got a half season last year, and he played no preseason. So I can't judge him now. But they had no pass rush. Once again, they were last in the league in getting to the quarterback last year. That was the one thing you had to address. The secondary last year held its own. They had 9 quote-unquote sacks against Chicago, and they still finished last in the sack totals. They were all coverage sacks, by the way. So the secondary last year played amazingly, considering they get no pressure on the quarterback. And more of the same last week. Geno Smith and those chunk yard plays he had last week, he had all day to throw. He scanned the field. Third read, second read. Go ahead, Ken.
Landry did have 2.5 sacks, and Chaisson was a bit of a factor, but generally speaking, you're right.
Yeah.
They need to be...
Well, they had to bring pressure with more than 4. They had a blitz. It's the same old Patriots. And then the other thing is, why was Mike Vrabel have any? He's got to get Drake May under center. The only way you're going to get play action to work is if you're under center and you can get linebackers to bite on the run, misdirection, rollout, under center. I think 80% of his snaps last week were in the shotgun. Yeah. Shotgun handoff, same old stuff. It hasn't changed.
Yeah, he's a shotgun quarterback that can't run because they won't let him run. So it's not a great current situation.
That's another thing, Ken. Why are they trying to mold this kid? Let him expand naturally. That's his game. I think he does time breaking out of the pocket to try to reset another pocket. I think his timing is good. I think he recognizes when he can feel the pressure coming and people are covered to get out, reset the pocket. And I don't have a problem with him. I heard Wiggy say he doesn't like him sliding feet first. But I don't want to see him. You want to see him going helmet first for a first down?
No, I don't want to see the backup quarterbacks, which they have none, come in. Danny, thank you. It is the Kenny Curtis Show, live at Fenway. Bradford coming up at noon. So some angst, some anxiety. Maybe Bradford will calm us down, though.
God, it would really suck if the Sox get swept this week and the Patriots go to 0-2, a fall that once had such promise.
And by the way, it is confirmed. Christian Gonzalez cannot actually renegotiate his deal until after his third season, as all rookies are prohibited from doing. But there probably is some promises, some contract bonus structure that could be in discussion now, right?
I have no idea. But it just seems...
It seems, you're right.
It seems like real buzzard's luck for that to happen in that fashion. Yeah. Did anybody think on July 28th he'd be missing 2 weeks of actual games?
No, this is shocking.
July 28th? It's now September 13th.
They need him. They need him bad. So we'll get your pick on this game.
Ooh, let's do it.
Picks and predictions.
Pick it and stick it.
And also a Bradfield crossover next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Bradfo on his way down. One thing I want to ask Bradfo, Curtis, is about the Garrett Crochet Cy Young chase, which now that Scooble is nicked up, that's a tight race. If Crochet delivers tomorrow night with you and I in attendance, two rows back, that could propel him, don't you think, to a little Cy Young finish here to start to for September?
Do the Red Sox, I should know this, do they have the most Cy Youngs, and do they have more than the Yankees?
They had Cy Young himself.
Right. They had the OG, Pedro, you had Clemens, you had, who could forget, Rick Porcello, Cy Young winner?
Good question. We looked that up.
Probably. The Braves probably have the most in the National League.
Dodgers have the most as a team, 12.
How many about the Red Sox?
7.
Oy.
Braves 8, Mets 7, Red Sox 7, Philly 7.
Look at that.
According to StatMuse.
Most American, so most in the American League.
Most in the American League. Tied with the Guardians, I guess, if you want to say that.
CC Sabathia.
So Crochet would pitch tomorrow night, and he might only get one more start if you want to rest him for the postseason, but I don't think they're going to be of the ability to do that.
What did you make of Breslow when I asked a couple weeks ago about whether or not they would rest Crochet and give up the division to have him healthy? Do you think they have that approach or no?
No, I mean, Cora basically said they won't. He said, we're in it to win it. We're not resting anybody.
But that's so stupid. Like, what? Who cares if you're in the playoffs if your best pitcher isn't at his best?
I know, but don't you look at the standings and say, this team's going to be fighting to the end to win?
I'm not saying tomorrow, but I'm saying if they win tomorrow and they win, they have three more home games this week, right?
Athletics midweek.
Okay, so they should sweep the Athletics. Crochet wouldn't be pitching in those games anyway. So if they, let's say they lose today and then they win four straight, then I would totally take my foot off the gas. If you win four straight, you're going to be in the playoffs.
I don't know. They're only two games up, basically.
I'm not saying to allow for the opportunity for you to miss the playoffs by missing a start for the Gary Crochet. If you are a playoff team and there is a start remaining on normal rest, I would say that would be professional malfeasance.
I'll take a Cy Young over a playoff berth. How about that?
Yeah.
Hot take.
Love it.
Let's go to Rob in Swampscott. Hello, Rob. Robert. Going once.
Rob.
Going twice. He wanted to talk about Drake May under center, which is what Danny brought up. Which
Swampscott's a great town, but it's such a pain in the ass to get to. I couldn't do North Shore.
It's not any worse than getting down to, like, Marshfield or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of. You got 128.
I think you're just biased. You're South Shore biased.
I am. Sorry, go ahead.
But the under center thing, is it gone? Is it a relic of today's NFL? I mean, there are, I guess, a couple teams that do play action, but it's...
Under center is not. I mean, every time I see it, I think I'm watching old Rivers tape.
Are you an under center guy?
Oh, yeah, I was the center.
Yeah.
Dave Donahue touched my bum every day. It was lovely. No, we had a triple option. A lot of that, very exciting. But
Wing T.
No wing T. We did the triple option.
Triple
left.
Option.
We had four plays. Triple option left, triple option right, triple option pass.
Did you pull?
No, I just would, we had...
Fell forward?
Mitch Harper had a very strong rule. Don't block the pitch key. great times. But we did dominate Key 49-7.
413 textures, right. You would crucify Cora if you rested Crochet and they missed the postseason.
I know listening is a skill, but I just said, if you have a playoff...
If you have it locked up, like 1,000% locked up, it's...
Right, if you have clinched a playoff spot.
I don't think they can do that. What's the magic number?
God in heaven. Let's call Castig.
Can we calculate the magic number?
Yes, it would be... No, I can't calculate that off.
What was the math equation you had earlier?
Okay, so you have time and wins equal success.
It was very convoluted.
Okay, well, it's better than the prep you do, which is just sitting here mocking.
I wrote down, you said shelf life, performance, time over wins, or plus wins.
Right, war.
Prerequisite.
What is it good for?
Prerequisite, which was your formula for how much shelf life a coach has. Right?
Right. Basically, you have a set number of time until the winning has to begin. Otherwise, you're out.
Yes.
Does that make sense, or is that...
Okay, so what did you come up with when you crunched the numbers?
7.
Vrabel has 7 years?
No, 7 games.
7 games before you can judge?
I don't know. I just... Hi, Rob. Thank you for saving the day.
Yeah, you really are. Lineup's out, too, by the way.
Oh.
Does Drellick work on one story every 2 years? Is that his job?
He's still... there's two things that he's living off of. Obviously, there's a story that he co-wrote.
With Ken Rosenthal.
With Ken Rosenthal. And also the lineups out, right. Soundbite.
While Romy and Ref Snyder are in today, and Romy is leading off. So how about that?
They need Romy.
Against Max Fried.
And Ken loves Drellick forever because he said Tom Brady didn't get the job done in Super Bowl 52.
Please. Never been more right.
Is that in your little notepad there?
Yeah.
I mean,
this is my moleskin with the WEI logo.
Chris, do you think that Ken uses like a fax machine?
Oh my god!
This is an assault on me.
You know, this guy just exudes young demo.
You, if you were a reporter, which you are sometimes, right?
Sometimes.
Where you used to be the farm reporter, who
I might go on the road in the postseason.
Brian Abraham, first interview with Benintendi.
Oh, thank you. Thank
it's
you.
On his Wikipedia page. I know.
I'm so glad I don't have a Wikipedia.
You would be the guy who has like two notepads in the back of your shorts.
Right.
You know? Ready, just in case one breaks down.
I used to do the 8x11 white sheet of paper and fold it in half. And then you have the notes on that, and then you put that in the back pocket.
You know what also works? A tape recorder.
Right.
Yeah, but I like to take some notes.
Did you take notes when you had lunch with Phil Simms in the Heinz Field?
God, that was one of the worst experiences. The guy just would not shut up. We were like, Phil, you're not on the mic. He actually called the entire game in the lunchroom. Like, nobody could get a word in. It was unbelievable.
Funny, he said the same thing about you.
People were like, it was charming for like a half a quarter.
Do you think Phil Simms is proud to see his son, or is he embarrassed at how dumb he is?
617-779-7937. Congratulations on the Sheck presentation.
Well, thank you. Congratulations on the Pedro video. Always delivers. Yeah. Almost a million views.
My senses are keen with that stuff. He got up and I'm like, he's going right over to Tim Wakefield's daughter. And that was a great, Chris, you're right. I mean, that was a great moment.
Awesome.
Probably didn't appreciate it enough. And Pedro, what we should understand about Pedro, and I heard you guys talk about Pedro. We could talk about Pedro forever. Maybe we will, at least until 3 o'clock. But the ovation that he got last night when he came out to throw out the first pitch was insane.
Yep.
And conversely, when they put up Pasternak on the video board and nobody knew who he was.
Come on now.
I mean, Ken, nobody knew who he was. It was incredible. There was zero reaction of Pasternak up on the board. Right. There was much bigger reaction when who's the Celtics player who wore the baseballs and boring shirt?
Oh. Peyton Pritchard.
No. Who
was the guy Wang that they got rid of?
Oh, Derek White. Derek White. More of a reaction.
Oh, yeah.
The crazy overreaction in the media landscape that was done here that said everybody just needs to talk Bruins and you'll be successful was short-lived.
Well, I feel uncomfortable with that.
Dot, dot, dot.
But we got my man, Baby Pedro, today. Does he get the job done for the third time this year?
I also heard you guys talk about where, you know, Pedro saying, oh, he has better stuff. You know, the first person that comes to mind when you hear that from Pedro is Ruby De La Rosa.
Oh, that's true.
Like, Ruby De La Rosa.
He did not say that.
Oh, he did.
He did not find the tape.
He said that Ruby De La Rosa is going to be better than me, better than Clemens.
Now don't insult Brian Baio with that.
He's already better than Ruby De La Rosa.
Thank you.
Can we all agree that at his peak, there will never be another Pedro Martinez?
No. And you know what's fascinating? I would love to know what modern-day Pedro would look like in terms of being pissed off about suggestions that he was getting from the machines.
Oh, my God.
You know, so, and obviously, these guys, when they talk now, they're like, I don't know why guys don't pitch 10 innings. I don't know why we have to do all this stuff. And a lot of it's fair. But can you imagine, hey, Pedro, I think that you should develop this kick change instead of the changeup that is basically the greatest changeup of all time.
In the history of baseball. Yeah. And I would also say that as brilliant as Pedro was on the mound, there will never be anyone that comes close to his mastery of the Boston media. Like, he, in a second language, he knew exactly, and still does, knows what to say. Like, the thing, as you noted about Brian Baio, the last thing he wants to be viewed is someone that's pumping his own tires, so he's going to go out of his way to praise the other guy.
Real quick, Rob, Crochet, Cy Young. Now that Scooble nicked up, Crochet surges and wins it.
I can't comment on that.
Oh, okay.
For BBWA voting reasons.
All right.
I'm going to go grab lunch with Pete Abe.
Oh!
All right, enjoy.
Save me a seat.
Good job, Curtis.
See you guys.
Listen to you Monday morning. See you Sunday night here at the Ball Yard.
I'll let you know. Confirm.
Three hours of baseball.
3 hours.
Next. The whole crew is here.
Panic.
Everybody's here.
All right. See you guys.
All right, see you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.